Congressman, tell me what you're doing. What have you been doing in Tripoli? Why are you at the Rixos Hotel?
Well, as the Reverend Congressman Frank Ray, with 20 years in the Congress, I had joined Dr. K. Paul here in an effort to work out a nonviolent solution. Right now, we are in a precarious situation with some of our friends from the media because we fear that unless we are able to relocate, that we may all be in danger. As a minister who believes in the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous, I have joined with Dr. Kay Paul in an appeal to people who know the worth of prayer to pray for us and to pray for deliverance for not only us but the press corps with whom we have been quartered here in the effort to carry out our peace mission.
Congressman, you spent 20 years in the United States Congress as the delegate from the District of Columbia, and I've met you on several occasions, but I have to ask, how long have you been in Libya right now? It's a highly extraordinary situation for you to show up there. I know you wanted to do some good, but obviously this is an amazing development.
Yes, it was. I came here over a week ago now and have been working on a long-term effort to rally the genuine spiritual leaders of the world to become, in the tradition of Mahatma Gandhi, of Martin Luther King Jr., Bishop Desmond Tutu, a spiritual leader, and Nelson Mandela, a political leader, to work out a peace agreement. We have come to a point where we are now in a precarious situation, and we call upon people who know the worth of prayer to pray for us and for the members of the press corps who need to actually be relocated, I think, in the interest of preserving our lives.
So, Congressman, how scared are you right now for your life?
Well, I'm not scared at all. I'm here on a mission, as I've been all of my life, to serve the Lord. And I just believe that in the word of prayer and make that appeal. And Dr. K. Paul joins me in that appeal. He is one of the well-known evangelists from India and has assembled a group of political leaders as well as spiritual leaders from around the world who are working with us in an effort to effect a peaceful solution to the problem that confronts us right here, right now.
Well, we're praying for you, Walter Fauntroy. We're praying for Matthew Chance, all of our fellow journalists who were at the Rixos Hotel.